The plains of central Myanmar belie the campaign of terror burning through the Buddhist heartland. Village after village have been set alight at a rate far greater than in previous years. Getting information out of the Southeast Asian country is challenging. Since the military seized power in 2021, more than 130 journalists have been arrested. Four have been killed, according to Reporters Without Borders. But a bird's eye view of central Myanmar offers insight into what is happening on the ground. First, some context. In the November 2020 parliamentary elections, the National League for Democracy Party, the NLD, won by a landslide. But less than 3 months later, the army claimed there was a massive poll fraud. It carried out a coup the very day the new parliament was due to sit and jailed the NLD's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. After spending years under house arrest, then other restrictions in her movement, Suu Kyi was once again locked up. The military's power grab triggered mass protests on a near daily basis across Myanmar. Then came the crackdown, and it was brutal. Unarmed protesters were shot, many killed. After losing hope for change by peaceful means, many in Myanmar decided to take up arms against the military. The Parallel National Unity Government, or NUG, has called it a people's uprising. More than 2 years after the coup, much of the country remains engulfed by violence. Reports indicate near daily confrontations between resistance forces and soldiers, including air attacks, bombings, and homes being torched. According to a local monitoring group, more than 3,100 people have been killed, and some 20,000 have been arrested. More than 60,000 homes have been burned across the country since the coup, according to the monitoring group Data for Myanmar. The military's indiscriminate use of air raids, artillery shelling, and fighting with groups opposed to its rule has displaced more than 1 million people. Upwards of 17.6 million are in need of humanitarian assistance. But nowhere has the violence been as intense as in the Sagaing region of central Myanmar. Our digital investigations team, SANAD, along with journalists from Al Jazeera English Online, have been analyzing data, monitoring satellite imagery, and verifying eyewitness testimony to understand what's really happening. The Sagaing Division has sustained the worst of the damage. According to data from Myanmar, more than 4,700 homes were set ablaze by the end of February 2023. Our digital investigations team looked at such accusations in four villages in Sagaing. And a quick note, Al Jazeera's online journalists corroborated several eyewitness testimonies. But as the situation in Myanmar is still dangerous, faces have been blurred and some names have been changed to protect their identity. We begin in Kon, a farming village in the crosshairs of the violence. On the evening of February 28th, residents say soldiers came and torched their homes. The SAC is the State Administrative Council, created by the military following the coup. In the aftermath of the coup, Myanmar's military has been accused of indiscriminate killings to suppress the armed resistance against the takeover. Villagers in the Sagaing Division say they've been targeted for supporting jailed leader Aung San Suu Kyi. This Kon resident says he returned the next day to find about 600 households had been burned. To verify his account, our team retrieved video and satellite images of Kon Village. This is Kon Village before November 18, 2020, and this image shows the same area on the 4th of March, 2023. The red dotted squares mark where the burnings took place. Residents Al Jazeera spoke to say soldiers killed the sick and elderly, people who were unable to flee. They accuse them of also burning food supplies and important documents like property deeds and ID cards. Without them, people can't travel. It's a similar story in Dinde Village. Residents accuse soldiers of setting their village on fire February 12th of this year. Here is a satellite image taken before the attack, and again on March 17th, 2023. Analysis of the village conducted by our digital investigations team, Sanad, shows there were 575 buildings in Dinde before the event. After the 12th of February, 261 buildings were damaged. This Dinde resident explains there was more to it than that. The 36-year-old farmer says the soldiers also stole thousands of rice sacks and then burned the village's rice mill. So let's take a moment to understand where all of this is happening and why it's happening now. We're in the military's Buddhist Bamar heartland, where the Ayawadi and Chindwin rivers run through a semi-arid landscape populated mostly by farmers. It's an area in and around the dry zone, which includes the Mandalay, Maguey, and Sagaing divisions. On one side are the People's Defense Forces, or PDFs, civilian militias opposed to military rule and aligned with the NUG. On the other are the military and its allied militias, known as the Pusauti. Leaked documents from the SAC indicate that there are at least 77 pro-military militias in the dry zone alone. The violence now rolling through the region is unprecedented, according to Shona Long, a Myanmar expert at the International Institute for Strategic Studies.
The military has, for many decades, used what it calls the four-cut strategy. So this refers to the military trying to sever links between insurgents and their sources of food, funds, livelihoods, and recruits. And this was used for several decades in Myanmar's ethnic minority borderlands, but it's for the first time being used in central Myanmar. But we can also say, I think, that the military is reserving the most brutal four-cuts tactics in the areas that I just talked about, in Sagaing, in Maguey, southern Chin state. And that is because these are areas where People's Defense Forces are most active.
Which takes us to the nearby village of Nuang La. Residents say soldiers have raided the village 55 times since the coup and set fire to their homes four times. They say the most recent attack was on January 23rd and 24th of this year. Our team analyzed satellite imagery before and after the January incident and found 261 houses were burnt in the village of Nuang La, about 45.6% of the settlement. This woman says her home was burned. Smaller villages were not spared, like Chunpa. Residents say their homes were burned on the 23rd of January. This is a satellite image taken before 2020. This one is from the 5th of February, 2023. The red dotted squares mark where the burnings took place. Residents say they had little time to flee and had to leave most everything behind, including important documents.
They have lost everything they own. They lose their homes, they lose their cattle and livestock. Well, what we're seeing are clearly war crimes. Under the Geneva Conventions, extensive destruction and appropriation of property, which is not justified by military necessity and carried out unlawfully and wantonly, which is certainly what is happening here in Myanmar.
Al Jazeera's online journalism team has reached out to Myanmar's military for comment. They have not replied.